What if the one thing standing between you and losing your home is simply not knowing what to do next? Think about that for a second. You worked for that home. You signed those papers. You built a life inside those walls. And then one day, a letter shows up, and suddenly words like delinquent and foreclosure are sitting on your kitchen counter, and your whole world feels like it's tilting sideways. Here's what most people do in that moment. They freeze. They hope it goes away. They wait. And that waiting is exactly what costs them everything. I'm Hannah, and welcome to another episode of Debt Free Made Simple, where we don't do panic and we don't do complicated. We do real answers, real steps, and real solutions for real people going through real things. Today's episode is for every homeowner who has ever opened one of those letters and felt completely paralyzed. The family that lost income out of nowhere. The person whose medical bills quietly swallowed their savings. Anyone who loves their home and refuses to give it up without a fight. Because here's the truth nobody tells you. Foreclosure almost never happens overnight. There is almost always a window. And the people who act inside that window, they keep their homes. So stay with us, because by the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly what that window looks like and precisely how to use it. Let's get into it. What is foreclosure? Foreclosure is the legal process a lender uses to take back a home when the borrower stops making mortgage payments. When you took out your mortgage, you signed an agreement promising to make regular payments. If you stop making those payments, the lender has the legal right to reclaim the property and sell it to recover what they are owed. Think of it like this. Imagine you borrowed a friend's car and agreed to pay them back monthly for it. If you stopped paying, they would eventually take the car back. A mortgage works the same way, except the stakes are infinitely higher because the car is your home. The foreclosure process takes time, often months and sometimes over a year, depending on your state. But it does not wait forever. Every day without action brings you closer to losing your home. The earlier you respond, the more options you have. Why do people face foreclosure? Nobody buys a home expecting to lose it. Foreclosure almost always begins with an unexpected life event, something that disrupts income or overwhelms expenses in ways that felt unimaginable when the mortgage was signed. The most common causes include sudden job loss, serious medical emergencies that generate enormous bills, divorce, and the financial restructuring that follows, a significant drop in income such as reduced hours or a business failing, or adjustable rate mortgages that suddenly spike to unaffordable levels. Take a moment and consider this. A family that was perfectly comfortable on two incomes can become financially vulnerable overnight if one partner loses their job. That is not irresponsibility. That is life. And understanding that foreclosure happens to hardworking, responsible people, not just those who made poor choices, is important for removing the shame that often prevents people from seeking help. The real cost of foreclosure. The financial damage of foreclosure extends far beyond losing your home. A foreclosure can devastate your credit score, sometimes dropping it by 100 to 150 points or more, and it remains on your credit report for 7 years. During that time, securing a new mortgage becomes extremely difficult. Even renting a home can be challenging, as many landlords check credit history. Some employers run credit checks as well, meaning foreclosure can affect your career opportunities. Then there is the emotional toll. The stress of the process, the uncertainty, the grief of losing a place that was yours, these are real human costs that numbers cannot fully capture. Children experience disruption in schooling and friendships. Families experience strain and anxiety. The damage is deep and lasting. All of this is why acting early and decisively is so critically important. The cost of foreclosure is enormous. The cost of making a phone call to get help is zero. Recognizing the warning signs before it gets serious, how to avoid foreclosure and keep your home, the early signals. You should never ignore foreclosure does not announce itself the moment you miss a single payment. It builds gradually, sending clear warning signals along the way. The homeowners who avoid foreclosure are those who recognize and respond to these signals immediately. Watch for these red flags, missing one or more mortgage payments, receiving phone calls or letters from your mortgage servicer, accumulating late fees on your account, receiving a formal notice of default or demand letter, or feeling genuinely uncertain whether you can make next month's payment. That last one is especially important. Do not wait until you have already missed payments to seek help. If you can see financial trouble coming, a job ending, medical bills piling up, divorce proceedings beginning, reach out to your lender and a housing counselor before the first payment is missed. Lenders have far more flexibility and willingness to help when a borrower comes to them early, rather than after several months of missed payments. Honestly, assessing your financial situation. Before you can make a plan, you need to see the full picture of your finances clearly and honestly. This means sitting down and writing out every source of monthly income, every monthly expense, and every debt you currently carry. It can feel uncomfortable to look at your finances when things are hard, but just like turning on the lights in a dark room, seeing the real numbers is always better than guessing. Once you have a clear picture, you can identify exactly how large the gap is between your current income and your expenses, which helps you, and any counselor or lender you work with. Find the most realistic path forward. Your options. What you can actually do, how to avoid foreclosure and keep your home. Option 1, contact your lender immediately. This is the single most important action you can take and the most commonly avoided out of fear. People stop answering their phones, they let letters pile up unopened. They hope the problem will somehow resolve itself. It will not. Ignoring your lender accelerates the foreclosure process. Engaging with your lender early does the opposite. It opens doors that close permanently if you wait too long. Call your mortgage servicer, the company you make your payments to. Explain your situation honestly and ask what options are available. Use the words financial hardship clearly. Lenders deal with this every day. They have dedicated teams for exactly the situation, and contrary to what many people assume, most lenders genuinely prefer to find a solution over going through the expensive and time-consuming foreclosure process. When you call, take notes. Write down the date and time, the name of the person you spoke with, and every option they mentioned. Follow up in writing when possible. Option 2, request a forbearance plan. A forbearance plan is an agreement with your lender to temporarily reduce or pause your mortgage payments during a period of hardship. This is not forgiveness of the debt. The pause payments will eventually need to be repaid, but it provides breathing room during a financial crisis. Think of it like pressing pause on a treadmill. The path is still there and you will continue walking it, but for a defined period, you are allowed to catch your breath before resuming. This time can be used to find new employment, recover from a medical situation, stabilize finances after a divorce, or rebuild savings enough to resume normal payments. Forbearance programs became widely known during the pandemic, when millions of homeowners used them successfully. They have existed for years and remain available through most lenders and through government programs for FHA, VA, and USDA loans. Option 3, apply for a loan modification. A loan modification changes the actual terms of your mortgage to make your monthly payment more affordable on a permanent basis. This is different from forbearance, which is temporary. A modification is a long-term restructuring of your loan. Common modifications include reducing your interest rate, extending the loan term from 30 to 40 years to spread payments over a longer period, rolling missed payments into the loan balance, or in some cases, temporarily deferring a portion of the principal. This process requires documentation, proof of income, hardship letters, bank statements, tax returns, and it takes time. But the result can be a permanently affordable payment that allows you to keep your home for the long term. A housing counselor can be invaluable in this process, helping you gather the right paperwork, understand what programs you qualify for, and communicate effectively with your lender throughout the application. Option 4, refinancing your mortgage. If your credit is still in reasonable shape and your home has equity, refinancing, replacing your current mortgage with a new one at a lower interest rate or longer term, can reduce your monthly payments significantly. This option works best when caught early, before missed payments have damaged your credit score. If you are currently current on your mortgage but can see financial trouble approaching, exploring refinancing options immediately may lock in a lower payment before the situation becomes more serious. Option 5, selling the home yourself. This option is not what any homeowner wants to hear, but it is worth understanding as an alternative to foreclosure. If your home is worth more than you owe on the mortgage, meaning you have positive equity, selling the home yourself allows you to pay off the mortgage in full, pocket any remaining equity, and avoid the catastrophic credit damage of foreclosure. A voluntary sale is infinitely better than a foreclosure sale. You protect your credit, you maintain control of the process and timeline, and you walk away with dignity and financial resources intact to start fresh elsewhere. Option 6, a short sale or deed in lieu. If you owe more on your home than it is currently worth, a situation called being underwater on your mortgage, a short sale or deed in lieu of foreclosure may be your best options. In a short sale, the lender agrees to accept the proceeds of a home sale even if it does not fully cover the outstanding loan balance. In a deed in lieu arrangement, you voluntarily transfer ownership of the home back to the lender to avoid the foreclosure process. Both options cause less credit damage than a full foreclosure and bring the situation to a clean resolution faster. A housing counselor can help you determine whether these paths are appropriate for your situation. Free help is available. Use it how to avoid foreclosure and keep your home HUD approved housing counselors. One of the most powerful and least utilized resources available to homeowners is the HUD-approved housing counselor. These are certified professionals who provide completely free, unbiased assistance to homeowners facing foreclosure. A housing counselor will review your full financial situation, explain every option available to you in plain language, help you communicate with your lender, assist with applications for modification programs, and guide you through every step of the process. To find a HUD-approved housing counselor near you, visit the HUD website at hud.gov or call 1-800-569-4287. This call costs nothing. The counseling costs nothing, and the knowledge and support you receive can save your home. Government programs designed to help. Several government programs exist specifically to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. FHA loans come with built-in loss mitigation options. VA loans have dedicated foreclosure avoidance programs for veterans. USDA loans offer similar protections for rural homeowners. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at consumerfinance.gov and the HUD website both maintain updated information on available programs and eligibility requirements. State housing finance agencies also offer programs that vary by location, so researching what is available in your specific state is important. Community and nonprofit resources. Beyond federal programs, local communities often have nonprofit organizations, religious institutions, and charitable foundations that provide housing counseling, financial education workshops, and sometimes even emergency financial assistance to help cover mortgage payments during a crisis. These local resources are often less publicized, but deeply valuable, particularly for homeowners in specific communities or those dealing with unique circumstances. A call to your local 211 helpline, a free social services referral service available across the United States, can connect you with local housing resources quickly. Practical strategies for financial stability, how to avoid foreclosure and keep your home, build a foreclosure prevention budget. A focused budget is not just about tracking numbers. In a foreclosure prevention situation, it is a survival plan. Your mortgage payment must sit at the very top of your priority list, above credit cards, subscriptions, and non-essential expenses. List every monthly expense and ruthlessly identify what can be reduced or eliminated temporarily. Streaming services, dining out, gym memberships, clothing budgets, these are all negotiable. Your home is not. Even freeing up $200 or $300 per month through expense cuts can provide critical breathing room when every dollar matters. Prioritize ruthlessly. During financial hardship, not all debts are equal. A credit card company cannot take your home. A mortgage lender can. This means mortgage payments take absolute priority over unsecured debts like credit cards and personal loans. This does not mean ignoring other debts forever, but during a housing crisis, protecting your shelter comes first. Explain your situation to other creditors as well. Many will offer hardship plans, temporary payment reductions, or deferrals of their own. Know your legal rights. Foreclosure laws vary significantly by state. Some states require judicial foreclosure, meaning a court must approve the process, which can give you more time. Others allow non-judicial foreclosure, which moves faster. Understanding which type applies in your state gives you a clearer picture of your timeline and options. The CFPB provides detailed information about homeowner rights during foreclosure. Lenders are required to follow specific procedures and notify you at specific stages of the process. If a lender violates those procedures, you may have legal grounds to challenge the foreclosure. A housing counselor or housing attorney can help you identify whether your rights have been respected throughout the process.
You won't believe what I just found out. Check this out. My neighbor asked me a few days ago, are you paying off your mortgage the old school way or the new way? I said, what you are talking about. He tells me the old way, 30 years of mortgage payments with over $300,000 just in interest, or the new way. There is a financial program that Debt-Free Made Easy offers, which enables anyone to pay off their 30-year mortgage in just 5 to 7 years and save more than $190,000 in interest. Really? Yes, I am for real 100% guaranteed. Here's the best part. There's no refinancing, no changes to your budget, and no changes to your lifestyle. Incredible. I was curious, so I checked it out for myself. The results? My 30-year mortgage and all my other debts will be completely eliminated in just 7.4 years, and I'll save over $219,000 in interest, which goes back into my pocket. I will be debt-free and living life on my own terms. Listen to me. If you're trapped in the old way, see how much time and money Debt-Free Made Easy can save you. It's quick, easy, and life-changing. The banks do not want you to know this, but don't let them know I told you. The secret is out. Scan the code or click the link below and start getting some of this money back today.
Real stories of homeowners who fought back and won, how to avoid foreclosure and keep your home. Evelyn's story. From fear to forbearance, Evelyn was a 54-year-old school administrator who lost her job when her district faced severe budget cuts. For 3 months, she ignored the letters from her mortgage servicer, not because she did not care, but because she was terrified. Opening those letters felt like acknowledging a reality she could not face. When she finally called a HUD housing counselor, she expected judgment. Instead, she received immediate, practical help. Within 2 weeks, her counselor had helped her request and receive a 6-month forbearance plan from her lender. That window gave Evelyn time to find a new position. She resumed her payments and never missed another one. The counselor told me I should have called 3 months earlier, Evelyn said later. She was right. But even calling when I did saved my home. The worst thing I did was wait. The Chen family, a modification that changed everything. The Chen family, a couple with 2 young children, faced foreclosure after unexpected medical bills consumed their savings and forced them to miss 3 consecutive mortgage payments. They had an FHA loan and had heard there might be options available, but the process felt impossibly complicated. With a housing counselor guiding them through the paperwork, they applied for an FHA loan modification. After several weeks of documentation and communication with their servicer, they received a modification that reduced their interest rate and extended their loan term, dropping their monthly payment by over $400. That $400 was the difference between financial survival and losing their home. They are still in that home today, building equity and stability for their children's future. Your step-by-step action plan. How to avoid foreclosure and keep your home. How to avoid foreclosure and keep your home. You have read the article. Now here is exactly what to do. Organized by urgency and situation. Every resource listed is free or low cost. Do not wait. The earlier you act, the more options you have. Step 1, make this call. Today, free housing counseling. This is the single most important step in the entire guide. A HUD-approved housing counselor is a certified professional who will review your situation, explain every option available, and help you communicate with your lender, all at absolutely no cost to you. Action. Call 1-800-569-4287-SI. This is the HUD Housing Counselor Hotline. Available Monday through Friday. Free to call, free to use. Or find a certified counselor in your area online at hud.gov/counseling. Search by zip code and filter by foreclosure prevention services. When you call, have the following ready: your most recent mortgage statement, a rough idea of your monthly income, and a list of your major monthly expenses. Tell the counselor your full situation honestly. They are not there to judge you. They exist specifically to help people in your position. Ask specifically about forbearance, loan modification, and any state-specific programs available where you live. Step 2. Contact your mortgage servicer directly. Your mortgage servicer is the company you send payments to. Call them before another day passes. Action. The phone number is printed on your monthly mortgage statement or coupon book. Call it now. When someone answers, say clearly, "I am experiencing a financial hardship and I am at risk of missing my mortgage payments. I would like to discuss options available to me." Ask specifically about forbearance plans, loan modification programs, repayment plans for missed payments, any government relief programs your loan type qualifies for. Write down the date and time of the call, the full name of the person you spoke with, their direct extension if possible, and every option they mentioned. Follow up every verbal agreement in writing. Email or mail a summary of what was discussed and what was promised. If your loan is an FHA loan, call the FHA National Servicing Center at 1-877-762-2-8525 for additional guidance specific to FHA borrowers. If you have a VA loan, contact the VA Loan Guarantee Service at 1-877-827-3702. Veterans have dedicated foreclosure avoidance protections. If you have a USDA loan, contact your local USDA Rural Development Office at rd.usda.gov or call 1-800-414-1226. Step 3. Understand your loan type and specific protections. Different loan types come with different built-in protections. Know which category you fall into. Action. Check your original loan documents or call your servicer to confirm whether your loan is FHA, VA, USDA, or a conventional loan. FHA borrowers. Visit hud.gov/topics/avoiding_foreclosure for a complete list of loss mitigation options available specifically to you. VA borrowers, visit benefits.va.gov/homeloans/resources_payments.asp for VA specific foreclosure avoidance resources. USDA borrowers, visit rd.usda.gov/programs-services/single-family-housing-programs for rural homeowner assistance options. Conventional loan borrowers with loans backed by Fannie Mae, visit knowyouroptions.com or call 1-800-232-6643. Conventional loan borrowers with loans backed by Freddie Mac, visit myhome.fr/eddiemac.com or call 1-800-373-3343. Step 4. Apply for forbearance if you need immediate breathing room. Forbearance pauses or reduces your payments temporarily while you stabilize your finances. It does not erase the debt, but it buys you time. Action. Call your servicer and use the word forbearance explicitly. Ask how long they can offer and what repayment options exist at the end of the forbearance period. Request the forbearance agreement in writing before agreeing to any terms. Read it carefully before signing. Ask specifically, "At the end of forbearance, will I be required to pay all missed payments in a lump sum, or can they be added to the end of my loan?" The answer to this question matters enormously. Use the CFPB's Forbearance Explainer and Tool at consumerfinance.gov/ask-CFPB/what-is-forbearance to understand exactly what you are agreeing to. During forbearance, use the time productively. Pursue new employment. Address the health or personal emergency that caused the hardship, or work with a housing counselor to prepare a modification application. Step 5. Apply for a loan modification for a permanent solution. A loan modification permanently changes your mortgage terms to make your payment affordable long term. Action. Call your servicer's loss mitigation department specifically. Ask for the direct number if the general line does not connect you there. Gather the following documents before applying: 2 most recent pay stubs or proof of income, 2 most recent federal tax returns, 2 most recent bank statements for all accounts, a written hardship letter explaining your situation clearly and factually, monthly expense breakdown. Use the free document checklist at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools/mortgages to make sure nothing is missing. Submit everything together, not in pieces. Incomplete applications cause significant delays. Follow up in writing every 2 weeks until you receive a decision. If your application is denied, ask for the specific reason in writing and ask whether an appeal process is available. A HUD-approved housing counselor at hud.gov/counseling can help you prepare and submit this entire application at no charge. Step 6. Explore refinancing if your credit is still intact. If you have not yet missed payments and can see trouble coming, refinancing now may prevent it from ever arriving. Action. Check your current credit score for free at annualcreditreport.com or creditkarma.com before approaching any lender. Compare refinancing rates from multiple lenders at bankrate.com/mortgages/refinance-rates and nerdwallet.com/mortgages/refinance-calculator. Contact your current servicer first and ask whether a streamlined refinance is available. These often require less documentation and have lower costs. Calculate your break-even point before refinancing. Divide the total closing costs by the monthly savings to determine how many months it takes to recoup the cost. Verify any lender's credentials before sharing personal information at NMLSConsumerAccess.org, the National Mortgage Lender Registry. Step 7. Know your state's foreclosure timeline and legal rights. Foreclosure laws vary significantly by state. Understanding your state's process gives you a clearer picture of your timeline and options. Action. Find your state's specific foreclosure laws and timeline at nolo.com/legal-encyclopedia/foreclosure. Free, state-by-state legal information written in plain language. Determine whether your state uses judicial foreclosure, which requires court approval and typically gives you more time, or non-judicial foreclosure, which moves faster. If you have already received a formal notice of default or notice of trustee sale, contact a housing attorney immediately. Many offer free or low-cost consultations. Find a HUD-approved housing counselor who can also refer you to free legal assistance at hud.gov/counseling or call 1-800-569-4287. Find free legal aid in your area at lawhelp.org. Enter your state and housing situation to find local legal assistance organizations. Contact your state bar association's lawyer referral service for low-cost consultations. Find your state bar at americanbar.org/groups/legal_services/flh-home. Step 8. If keeping the home is not possible, protect your credit with a better exit. Sometimes the best outcome is not keeping the home, but avoiding the maximum damage of a full foreclosure. Action. If you have equity in your home, consider selling it yourself before foreclosure proceedings advance. Contact a real estate agent for a free market assessment at zillow.com/agent-finder or realtor.com/find-realtor. If you owe more than the home is worth, ask your servicer about a short sale. A housing counselor at nfcc.org or 1-800-388-2227 can help you navigate this process. Ask your servicer about a deed in lieu of foreclosure, voluntarily transferring ownership in exchange for release from the debt obligation. This causes less credit damage than foreclosure. Get any short sale or deed in lieu agreement reviewed by a housing attorney before signing to confirm you are protected from a deficiency judgment, a lender's attempt to collect remaining debt after the home is sold. After any of these outcomes, begin rebuilding credit immediately using tools at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools/credit-reports-and-scores. Step 9, build an emergency budget immediately. While pursuing any of the above options, your budget must be restructured around housing survival. Action. Use the free budget worksheet at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools/budget to map every dollar of income and every expense. Place your mortgage payment at the very top of every spending decision. Everything else is secondary. Identify subscriptions and non-essential expenses to eliminate immediately using rocketmoney.com or truebill.com. Both apps scan your accounts for recurring charges. Call your utility companies and ask about hardship plans, deferred payment options, or budget billing programs. Most offer them. Apply for utility assistance through the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program at acf.hhs.gov/LIHEAP or call 1-866-667-46327. Check your eligibility for food assistance through SNAP at fns.usda.gov/snap or call 1-800-022-15689i. Freeing up grocery costs puts money back toward your mortgage. Step 10, connect with local emergency resources. Local and community organizations often provide housing assistance that many homeowners never know exists. Action, call 211 from any phone. This free national helpline connects you to local housing resources, emergency financial assistance, and social services in your area, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit 211.org to search local resources online by zip code and service type. Contact your state's housing finance agency for state-specific homeowner assistance programs. Find your state agency at ncsha.org/housing-help. Apply for the Homeowner Assistance Fund if your hardship is COVID-related at consumerfinance.gov/HAFI. Funds are distributed at the state level and vary by location. Contact local nonprofit organizations and community action agencies through communityactionpartnership.com for emergency housing assistance and financial counseling. Check with local religious institutions and charitable foundations in your community. Many provide one-time emergency mortgage assistance that is never advertised publicly. Step 11, watch out for foreclosure, rescue scams. When homeowners are desperate, scammers appear. Know how to identify and avoid them. Action, never pay upfront fees for foreclosure rescue, loan modification, or mortgage relief services. Legitimate help is free. Be deeply suspicious of anyone who asks you to sign over the deed to your home as part of a rescue plan. Verify any organization claiming to offer foreclosure help through the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org or the CFPB complaint database at consumerfinance.gov/complaint. Report suspected foreclosure scams to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov or call 1-877-382-4357. Find only verified, legitimate help through hud.gov/counseling or by calling 1-800-569-4287. Your home is worth one phone call. That call to 1-800-569-4287 costs nothing and could save everything. Make it today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. So here's where we land. Foreclosure is not a verdict. It is a process, and processes can be interrupted when you act with intention and act early. Every story we shared today, every option we walked through, points to one truth. The homeowners who keep their homes are the ones who refuse to let fear make their decisions for them. If anything we talked about today resonated, if you're sitting there thinking, "This is me," don't let this moment pass without doing something with it. Head over to debtfreemadesimple.com, where you'll find guidance, resources, and real support built specifically for people navigating exactly what you're going through. And if you want someone to actually talk to, a real person who can walk alongside you, just text the word READY to 203-606-3555, and someone from our team will reach out and walk you through everything personally. Thank you for your time. Thank you for trusting us with it. And thank you for being willing to even consider that your future could look different than it does today, because it absolutely can.
We can eliminate all your debt. Now you know, the rest is up to you. What are you waiting for?